President and current UN Special Envoy for Climate Change in El Nino, Mary Robinson, is in Ethiopia on a three-day visit, her first since being appointed to that role 2 months ago. The country is currently experiencing its worst drought in 50 years, with over 10 million people affected by food shortages. Before coming on air, I spoke to Mary Robinson, who's been meeting government officials and representatives of aid agencies working on the ground to assess the response and their requirements to deal with the crisis.
We're very keen on the idea that we do our best to encourage as good a response as possible this time, but that we actually say, because El Nino has been aggravated by climate change, we have to manage it better in the future. It's going to be worse in somewhere between now and 7 years' time, and it's going to affect the same countries, and we have to build resilience and do it in a more coordinated way. And what has pleased me very much is that, without exception, everyone has agreed to that. And I had a 50-minute meeting with Minister Tedros, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I've known him for quite a long time. I knew him well when he was Minister of Health. We've become friends. And it was good to be able to talk to him, quite frankly, to raise the issue of the NGO visas, but also to hear his perspective on the fact that the government have put a lot of money in. He says about $800 million this time into addressing the situation. And he knows that the La Nina will probably kick in before the end of the year. In fact, it's probably starting shortly. And so he's very interested in the idea of trying to do better next time.
Given, as you say, the greater impact, though, presumably that also unfortunately implies that the resources that are going to be required to deal with it are going to be greater.
Yes, it's a shortfall at the moment, and it's a serious shortfall of about $518 million here in Ethiopia alone. I'll be going later to part of southern Africa, where there's a huge gap and even less capacity to cope, because Ethiopia has learned to cope with El Nino and its impacts and serious drought over the years. And the government has responded better. And it's out of that better response that we want to learn about how to do even more effective responding and managing in a more coordinated way in the future, because the donors are rightly saying, you know, if food is held up at ports, if it's not transported to where it's needed in time, then this is not an effective way of addressing the issue.
Given that, is there any sign, though, of greater resilience and of lessons having been learned, unfortunately, from past drought and past food shortage problems?
I did hear some good examples of where smarter agriculture and resilience and tree planting works. And there is the Productive Safety Nets program, which I'm familiar with because I came across it about 8 years ago here in Ethiopia. And it is definitely providing improvement in areas where productive work of tree planting and water management and terracing for better agriculture has worked. So there are good examples, but there aren't enough of them, if I put it that way. Also, the population of Ethiopia is increasing very fast. It's now 94, 95 million, getting close to the 100 million. It will double by probably the 2050s. And most of the population, about 85%, is small rural holdings, where you'd have had one family, and now you have more than 200 families living in the same plot, if you like, that used to be out for one family. And that's obviously not sustainable.
Timing-wise, are you worried that in terms of the global community's response, so much political bandwidth, unfortunately, is going to be taken up with Brexit, the fallout from Brexit, the impact on the global economy, and just takes that much attention away from what could be focused on the problems that you're seeing and that you're attempting to deal with here?
I think that is why it's important, as special envoys, that we can try to make this a bit more visible as a very serious problem for the countries affected, and because it's now aggravated by climate, it is an international responsibility, and it's a responsibility of the business sector as well. There's no doubt that there is a very big attention elsewhere now, especially with migration in Europe and Brexit and the downturn in the short term anyway, following Brexit in the overall economy. But it is really important that we ensure that people survive this crisis, and I mean survive in the sense, in the past there were a number of deaths. This time and there is malnutrition and there are children suffering very seriously, but at least there's a coping that's better, and we have to learn to cope better still, because we're not going to have huge budgets in the future of government. We have to be smarter and, you know, learn how to coordinate all the agencies that deal with different parts of this and not have them in silos. So it's not just humanitarian, it's development, it's disaster risk reduction, it's climate smart agriculture, it's health, it's all of these.
Are you in any way hopeful then that despite the fact that the UN is saying that the level of acute need now, perhaps worse than it was during the Horn of Africa drought just 5 years ago in 2011, and unfortunately we know 200,000 people died in Somalia alone during that drought, are you hopeful that despite what we're seeing now, that the mechanisms to cope will be more effective?
It's certainly true that Ethiopia is coping better and that the government has taken more of a leadership role, and that is important, and has put its money helping to cope with the problem. But I'm aware that since I took on this mandate of El Nino and climate, because of the climate aggravation that's caused, I've really become more aware of how serious it is in Southern Africa, in Central America, in countries like Vietnam, and I'm aware that the world isn't paying enough attention. So I think as special envoys, that's our role, and I'm grateful to Concern and Trokra and Gold for being concerned that I could see on the ground how it's impacting on people, so I can try to add my voice as an advocate for more attention. But I also really strongly want to plan for next time and with more resilience. We've got to do better.
That's the UN Special Envoy for Climate Change and El Nino, Mary Robinson, speaking to us a short time ago.